Now, I came across a lovely column in the Irish Independent yesterday by writer John Daly. And it was all about a recent night he spent at a B&B in the Midlands with his partner. Now, he was full of praise for the owners of the B&B, Jimmy and Mary, who looked after them royally. And he wrote about the little personal touches, like being given tea and scones up to their room when they arrived late at night behind schedule, how Mary, the landlady, told his partner about a sale in the local boutique, how Jimmy was able to recommend the pub with the best Guinness in town, and of course there was the chat, the welcome, and the obligatory full Irish breakfast the following morning. Now, at the end of that column, the writer was bemoaning the fact that people like Jimmy and Mary are fast becoming an endangered species, with a huge drop in the number of people doing B&B in Ireland in the last decade. Now, I thought it might be interesting to explore this further. So I'm joined on the line for a chat about this by Helena Healy, who is CEO of B&B Ireland. Helena, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Deirdre. Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Lovely to have you on. Well, first of all, is it true that the number of B&Bs has been in decline for some time now?
Unfortunately, Deirdre, it is true. The B&B numbers have been declining steadily over a number of years, and I suppose COVID and what happened with the tourism industry, you know, where B&Bs were closed for, you know, a prolonged period of time because of the virus, a lot of people took a decision at that time, you know, they were maybe heading towards retirement or whatever, that they, you know, after being maybe closed for 2 years, that they weren't actually going to reopen. So that probably accelerated a little bit, Deirdre. So unfortunately, what he describes in that fantastic article is true. The numbers are going down. And, you know, it's a huge shame because it's an absolutely fantastic product.
Yeah, absolutely. And it struck me, and obviously I've never run a B&B, but it does strike me anytime I've ever stayed in one that it is a lot of work, because you're washing sheets, you're cooking fries, you're, you know, waiting for the people to come back and collect keys, and wondering when they'll check out, wondering when they'll check in. There's a fair amount of work in it. Could that be a factor too, that people decided it just wasn't worth it?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, yes, it is. There's a lot of work in it. And in a lot of cases, if one person runs the B&B, you know, from breakfast to bedtime, if you like, a busy B&B, and particularly, you know, in County Kerry, where B&Bs are very busy, they would have helped, you know, the B&B operators would have helped maybe with the rooms or with breakfast or whatever. But it is hard work. Do you know, a lot of B&B owners would say that there's nearly a vocation in it. You're opening your home to visitors coming in to stay with you. And the majority of B&B owners that do that work, they actually love it. They love people. They're people themselves. And, you know, if it's an Irish person or an American, you know, they're welcomed into the home and they love doing the job. But, you know, it is hard work. There is no doubt about that.
I think it would be a shame, Helena, like John Daly says in the Irish Independent, if people like Jimmy and Mary that he mentioned, if we lost people like them, because I mean they're walking board Fáilte ambassadors, aren't they? Sorry, Fáilte Ireland as it's now called. I mean, it's invaluable. You just couldn't put a price on people like that and the welcome they give and the service they give and how they go above and beyond for tourists.
Absolutely. You know, look, we know from the research that's done that there's two reasons, you know, people come into Ireland on their holiday. One is scenery and the second one is the people. And where are you going to meet people like that couple other than in a B&B? And, you know, they have been with you while they're here.
Yeah, because I was wondering about that, because you would imagine that today's travellers are sort of sophisticated, and there's so many hotels available and so many Airbnbs and other options for them that you'd imagine that, you know, the whole B&B idea is something that's not as popular as it once was.
Well, funny enough, that is a perception that's there. You know, a lot of people, Irish people will say to me, "Oh, sure, the B&B product is gone. You know, we used to stay in it as children or whatever." That's not actually the case. The B&B product is hugely demanded by the Americans, the German, the French in particular. And it is demanded for the very reasons that that article describes. You know, it's the welcome, it's the food, it's meeting the Irish people in their own environment. And, you know, there's place for everything. There's place for a four-star hotel, a five-star hotel, a castle stay. If somebody wants to stay in an Airbnb, there's place for that as well. There's a customer for every product. And, you know, we as an organisation, B&B Ireland, we're fighting hard to make sure that the numbers actually are increased again, that people are incentivized and encouraged and mentored to open B&Bs. You know, a lot of people would say, you know, it's great to work in the home and, you know, you're there when the children don't come in the afternoon and all of that kind of thing. And you can work that in with your business. You know, and you know, B&Bs are businesses at the end of the day. The cost of running a business at the moment, we all know, is very high. So you do need to run it as a business and, you know, make a profit. But, the benefit of that is that, you know, if you have a younger family and you want to tie it all together, it's a very, very good option.
Yeah, because if you're going to be at home for a lot of the day anyway, as we were saying exactly. earlier. The other part, I suppose, Helena, is you have to be prepared to make the investment initially, because gone are the days when people are happy to share a bathroom with someone in another room. So, you know, even converting your home and having things like ensuite bathrooms, tea and coffee making facilities, televisions, and, you know, even putting your business online, I would imagine, is an absolute necessity nowadays. And all those things cost money.
Absolutely. You know, 99% of bedrooms in B&Bs are now ensuite, fully ensuite. And that happened quite a long time ago, because that was what was demanded. People didn't want to share anymore. You're absolutely right. That was fine in the 70s and 80s. But in the 90s, there was a huge move to build on ensuites, and that's all there. The online side of it, of course, you know, you have to be online. The majority of accommodation is now booked online before people even travel on their holidays. So you have to be there visible. But, you know, us as an organisation would do a lot of that for B&B operators. You know, we have a strong international presence with tour operators and with our website, bnbireland.com. And, you know, we would do that for them. And that helps. You know, an individual running a business in their home, you know, they have to do everything. They need help for that kind of thing. And that help is there.
Well, that was my next question. Would you recommend it? I mean, is there a decent living to be made from running a B&B, albeit a shorter season? That, you know, tourism isn't 12 months of the year in Ireland. Could you turn a shilling, as they say, out of converting your house and making it into a B&B? Is there money to be made?
Yes, if you're in the right location. I mean, everything is about location. So if you take County Kerry, for example, it's tourism number one county, and you open a B&B in, you know, wherever it is, whether it's Tralee or whether it's Killarney or Dingle or wherever it is, the season is longer. You know, the season tends to start usually around St. Patrick's Day. And if you want, you can continue. I mean, a lot of B&Bs in good locations will stay open 12 months of the year, but the typical B&B would open probably around the, you know, the middle of March, and then they would stay open usually till the end of October. And you would have a very, very busy period, you know, in the peak tourism months. So there is money to be made in it. There is no doubt about that.
Yeah, and it's good to know that the organisation B&B Ireland is there. Just a final question, Helena, speaking on behalf of the sector. What would you like to see being done to keep people like Jimmy and Mary in the industry, and maybe to bring some people back or introduce some people into the whole sector? What would you like to see government doing, for example?
Well, as I said, we're, you know, Fáilte Island are looking at the sector at the moment, which is hugely welcomed. And, you know, what we would like to see coming out of that review really is that there is a mentoring incentive program of some sort there to help people that want to open a B&B. And we've had this in the past over the years, you know, where maybe there's grant aid for en-suites or grant aid towards setting up your home as a B&B. And that is there to help people, you know, on top of, I suppose, expertise, providing some expertise for them around the whole customer service, for example, or around the whole breakfast offering or around the online presence, that is put in place. So anybody who's interested has somewhere to go. and they can actually get the help that they need, and hopefully a little bit of grant money as well towards converting a home into a B&B.
Very good. Well, listen, it's been very interesting chatting to you, Helena, and getting a kind of an overview, an insider's overview of where the sector is at the moment. And hopefully we will see the B&B sector coming back and going back to the days of its former glory. Helena, thanks a million for chatting to us this afternoon.
Thank you,
all the best. That's Helena Healy there, CEO of B&B Ireland, chatting to us about that column in the Irish Independent yesterday by John Daly. Well worth the read if you've got yesterday's Independent lying around your house, by the way. And he writes so warmly about the couple who ran the B&B, Jimmy and Mary, and how welcoming and how kind they were. And I think we've all probably had an experience like that in a B&B, maybe not necessarily in Kerry, because obviously we're in Kerry, but maybe you stayed in a B&B elsewhere in the country and met a nice couple like Jimmy and Mary. Well, feel free to share your experience with us if you ever had a really nice encounter in a B&B.